Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with you to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of October 24th here on News AF.
One Sportsnet Challenge, where I am playing against the other podcast one host to pick the NFL games each and every week. And right now I am in fourth place in the podcast one Sportsnet Challenge. I did not have as good of a week as Danny Picard, winner of week number six, but I've got five more picks here for you in week number eight, just to get those on the books for you. I've got five home teams that I am going with this week. Take the Steelers, the Rams over the Packers, the Chiefs over the Broncos, the Eagles over the Jaguars, and my lock of the week, unfortunately, is going to be the Bears over my Jets. And even if I lose that one, I'll be happy, but I don't think that Sam Darnold's going to go into Chicago and get the win there. But there's so much going on here in October. Baseball World Series is here. Boston Rob super pumped up after game one on Tuesday night. If you're following the playoffs, all of the matchups, this is where you need to go to place your bets. BetOnline.ag. We're having so much fun here in October at BetOnline.ag. Use the Podcast One promo code to receive a 50% welcome bonus here in October. BetOnline.ag is your one place to get in on all the action today. World Series, every pitch, every swing, every moment, the intensity, the passion, it's all on the line each and every week. NBA basketball has officially begun. LeBron is in LA. Kawhi is in Toronto. Golden State is going for three in a row. Many more headlines in the NBA. NFL and college football continue with all the exciting matchups as well. Will Alabama go undefeated? Will the Rams keep up this pace all year? And the NHL is underway too. Can Vegas repeat their magical run? Will Washington repeat as champion? For a true sports fan's dream, this is the best time of year. BetOnline.ag has got you covered. Use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus. That's PODCAST1 for that 50% sign-up bonus at BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook expert and exclusive partner of the Podcast One Sportsnet. Yes, that is right. We are back here once again celebrating the third anniversary edition of News AF. We are all here together, myself, Tyson Apostle, and we are waiting on Danny Bryson to walk through that door any second.
Oh, I hope he comes. Danny, are you coming?
Are you close?
Guys, I'll be there in like 9 hours.
Okay. All right. So Danny, right after we get done with the podcast, then he will meet us here in person.
Finally. All of
right,
our listeners,
Danny?
That didn't meet us in Utah will get finally see Danny in all his splendor
Look,
and glory.
They have holograms of Roy Orbison, of Tupac. They just need a hologram of
and
me.
Michael
I'm
Jackson.
Okay with that. Yeah,
yeah,
while
the
I'm
Michael
living.
Jackson one.
Yeah.
And then Adam Levine.
How come there isn't any sort of talk about some sort of hologram brothel?
It's got to be tactile. That's the whole point of intimacy, right?
Hmm.
Touch. The holograms can't give you that touch. But guys, I want you to
for hologram brothel?
There definitely is. I mean, VR porn, I'm sure it's already exists. I mean, people have already come up with that. So that's kind of a similar thing. What I read was
you could have these bachelorette parties with a young Ron Jeremy in his prime.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a pretty good idea. The hologram machine must be pretty expensive. If it wasn't, I would buy one and give it to you guys.
I think they're getting cheaper and cheaper for sure.
Well, yeah. that phone, they're coming out with that hologram phone. I can't remember the red
hologram
one
phone.
Yeah, the Star Wars signature one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't. It's called like the Halo 1 or something. Anyway, we should get that, and then you guys can carry me with you wherever you go.
Okay.
No matter how seedy the establishment.
We will work on that. And Tyson is very bummed out this morning because it turns out that there was one winner of the Powerball lottery, and it doesn't seem like it was him as of yet, unless he's being coy.
Correct.
Yeah, but the ticket was sold in South Carolina, I believe.
Yeah, and so, unless the convenience store that I bought mine at had like a VPN,
yes,
that was through South Carolina. But I haven't looked at my tickets yet, because if I don't look at my tickets, I could still be a billionaire, and we just don't know.
Yes.
Just lose them and always talk about the things that could have been.
Is it true that you are collaborating with Stephen Fishback on your lotto entries?
Yeah, we have a 10 milli trade on it.
Yeah. I was surprised, because I didn't think that the lottery seemed like something that would be interesting to him.
Really? At $1.6 billion, you don't think it's interesting?
I feel like that he would poo-poo the lottery.
I drove to Washington State, and every gas station I stopped at in Idaho and Washington
was more tickets?
Filled. No, jammed with people buying nothing but tickets.
I bet
everyone in front of me in line was buying tickets.
I bet it was bigger than $1.6 billion by the
actually,
time.
It was less. They had to reduce the total
serious?
Amount
Why?
Just recently. I don't know.
So their estimation was incorrect.
It was incorrect. It was more like 1. I mean, doesn't matter to the person who won, but
usually
it was still.
It's over what they anticipate.
Remember we talked about the lotto curse, and the lotto curse guarantees that the person who won will die young and impoverished.
Yeah, but they'll have somehow burned through $1.6 billion.
No, they'll take the lump sum, which is like, what,
900.
800 million?
Yeah,
900
yeah.
million. And somehow.
After taxes, it's $550 million.
They'll take $900 million, get robbed of most of it at strip clubs.
Okay. Hologram clubs.
Blow it away on a bunch of Gulf Streams.
Yep.
Their own private island. And then get murdered by a hooker. And a Motel 6 is probably what will happen.
But
that's
like
what's
happened
in store.
To Biff Tannen.
Whoever
Who's
Biff
that?
Tannen is.
That's a sweet name. Old
is he
Biff.
The guy in Back to the Future?
Yeah, yeah. That's what happened to him in alternate 1985.
Yeah. Classic Biff.
Oh.
Yeah,
thank you for Biff. Bringing up Biff.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
They still have that private island they could leave to their children, though, Danny.
Yeah, but there's no utilities, electricity, phone service, so none of the kids will want it. And then eventually the Chinese will just come and take it over.
All right.
Well, Rob didn't even tell you we're in Reno together. Did you already tell him that?
I already knew that.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Maybe I didn't make it clear. Yes.
For Run It Up Reno?
Yes. We've had breakfast together already. We're part of Jason
Romantic.
Somerville's big Run It Up Reno. Got a live Survivor viewing, and apologize for no video tonight. But look, we're lucky we were able to get the audio podcast together in person. So.
And also, don't forget the Moneymaker Platinum Pass giveaway tour.
Of course not. Of course not. Tyson, tell us more about that.
That's all.
That's it. Okay.
It's you. I've already told you about it before, but if you want a chance to win even more money for only $86, it's quite the bargain.
Yes. And also of note today, Tyson is allegedly taking over the CBS Survivor Instagram account.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
sent him,
yes.
Like, over the course of 2 hours, let me refresh my Instagram and see.
Yes.
Over the course of 2 hours, I've sent him about 6 videos.
All gold.
All of them pure gold. They haven't posted one. I emailed them all to say—
Maybe they're waiting for the right moment.
To say, hey, are you going to post those? No response. Just crickets. Let me update my emails, make sure they didn't respond in this time.
Mm-hmm.
Still no response.
If Survivor, for whatever reason, does not let you take over the Instagram, will Danny let Tyson take over his Instagram account?
Please, Danny. I need this.
That would be a good bounce back.
Danny, I need
that
this.
That would be such a 180. Mm-hmm. Tyson's got great content, but it's completely different than mine. So I don't know if that would work.
Wow. So Danny sounds like he's rejecting this.
Such snobbery. I've seen Danny be this snobby to other people that aren't me, but he has never done this to me.
Wow.
Wow, it really stings to be on the other end of
why
that.
Would you want? Why would you want? I have
and now you're
so
making it so
few
that it's
followers,
just,
Tyson.
Uh-huh.
So
now,
few. There's
oh,
nothing
okay,
to be gained
no, now,
from you taking
yes,
over.
Yes, you're right. Now I feel good about you rejecting me.
Okay, good. I'm glad that we resolved that.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I hope I don't get CBS'd here.
Yeah.
I hope they post my videos.
Is that a verb?
Yeah.
CBS.
All right, let's get into talking about what is going on in the news. And we will start here with some Halloween items. And a Michigan town, Oak Park, has put its foot down finally and said, no clowns this Halloween. Amen.
Oh, thank sweet Jesus above that. But you look at these clowns and they're horrifying masks, but that's just for the news story. Maybe the like a happy clown kid wants to go. And on top of that, they're allowing all other scary, like if you go to a mask store, there are some horrifying masks. Clowns are scary, but they're not any scarier than the other horrifying atrocities that they have, are they?
I don't know. That they are not saying no scary costumes. Yes. They are specifically saying you can be a goblin. You could be a ghost. You could be a zombie,
a demon,
vampire, anything. Anything you want, just not a clown because they're too scary.
Anti-clown.
My older son said to me the other day, he said, you know, Dad, I just want to say, you know, I don't like clowns. And I was never more proud of my son.
I want to go as a family of clowns next year for Halloween. We can't do it this year because we already bought a Little Mermaid costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that we will see any clowns come forward and say that this is a potential
anti-clown.
Anti-clown agenda?
I feel like that if that would have happened, it would have happened 2 years ago. It's so strange to me that this clown thing, I'm with Tyson. There are masks that are just as terrifying as a clown.
Yeah.
And none of those are being banned. They seem to be focusing on just the clowns, which is the wrong way to approach something.
Yeah. When will we as a society accept the clowns? And when is this going to be?
Never. I hope we never do.
maybe clown acceptance isn't in the cards. Maybe it's time for them to form their own country, clown country.
Yeah.
A small island. They can buy it with the lottery winnings.
A former leper island.
They can all go there. They can all go there because they're not funny and they're too scary.
That would be sweet. They could go take over that leper colony in Hawaii and just make that the clown colony.
Did you see that island, a remote island off of Hawaii, disappeared under the hurricane?
Allegedly.
For reals, it did.
Let's hope it wasn't full of clowns.
Oh, let's hope it was.
Jeez,
no, that's exactly.
Comments are going to come back to bite you when everyone's pro clown. You're going to get these videos a clown going to elementary school getting bullied, and then it's just going to spiral from
there. Well, I mean, what I would hope to not do would be to antagonize the clown so that they come.
Yeah, tell us
after
your address.
I don't want them to come after me. Clowns be like, oh, well, I was going to come on the podcast. All you have to do is be nice. Yeah.
A little mini coop shows outside your house, and like 15 clowns get out.
Right.
Brandishing weapons.
So, KSAT ABC News got a hold of a woman who is the representative from the event. Her name is Lori Stasiak. She said, this event is centered around young children. In the past few years, many clown costumes have been given a very scary and evil look. Many scary and horror movies are centered around these types of characters. About 3 years ago, there were national incidents in the news where people were dressing up as clowns and scaring people, and in some cases assaulting them. Many people have phobias and anxiety about clowns. It's because of that we ask people not to dress up as clowns for this community event. That's right. Very few people have, like, goblin phobia.
Maybe they're just not all grouping
together.
What
about spiders? Spider phobia is a real thing.
That's arachnophobia.
People don't really dress up as spiders.
My little girl was a spider, so that was, what, last year, 2 years ago?
Was she a baby, though?
Yes.
It's probably like a cute baby spider.
Yeah, but a baby spiders, if you're scared of spiders, then who cares? Mm-hmm. Baby spiders, adult spiders, all spiders are scary.
Look,
would a baby clown be a more acceptable?
I don't know. They have the face paint. The face paint is really what I don't like.
Okay, actually, I think if your face is painted with real paint, that's acceptable.
What's the difference? Like house paint?
If you're wearing a clown mask, that's where you cross the line.
Okay.
I think that, like, if someone professionally paints your face to look like a clown, that's not as bad.
Yeah, that isn't as terrifying as one of those clown
that's
masks
a compromise
with, like, the jagged teeth and stuff. And also, you don't like face paint, Rob, but people wear makeup every day, and that's a form mm-hmm. of face paint.
I guess so.
A lot of our listeners probably even wear makeup.
I didn't even think of it that way. All right.
A lot of the greatest rock and roll artists are covered in it.
And some of the worst rock and roll artists are also.
All right. Let's talk about a story that comes to us from our crime rap sheet here on News AF. Police are on the lookout for a suspected beer thief in England, and the description of the beer thief matches that of one of a beloved sitcom character, Ross Geller. Tyson, do you think that this security photo appears to be a Ross Geller, as played by David Schwimmer here in this crime scene photo?
Yeah, that guy definitely looks like Ross from Friends, but he looks like Ross from Friends in the 90s.
Yeah, the other thing is, the way to recognize Ross from Friends is, was he a wet blanket? Did he bitch and moan the entire time while robbing the store?
Hey, guys, you know where the beer's at.
I just don't know if I can get the beer. Oh, I don't know if I like it. It's like Ross was the worst character on Friends, and as a result,
I was on a break from paying.
Oh, yeah.
Ross from Friends now doesn't look like the Ross from Friends that we know. So, I've seen him in some other. Him, yeah, I think he's
all
in
things.
I think he's in
although,
a Dallas commercial or something.
I could see Ross from commercial. I could see Ross from Friends out of all the people on Friends as a character of Friends stealing the beer to drown his sorrows.
Mm.
Like out of all the characters, he's the one I could see stealing beer.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, have you seen Rachel?
I mean, David Schwimmer, I'm not saying he's that's him. He was great on
Curb. Oh, he's
definitely
the same.
Yeah. But
I think David Schwimmer's character is very...
very similar to him.
Yeah.
They made him like really dumb by the end of the show. Like it used to be like he was kind of like the normal guy.
And then he turned into Homer Simpson.
Yeah, and then they made him like get like really dumb by the end of the show.
Well, that's because they were seeing the success of The Simpsons and the success of Family Guy. And they were like,
well, they had to get
dumb guy.
They had to get rid of his monkey because his monkey was making him look like a terrible actor. They're like, dude, the monkey is overshadowing Ross. We got to get rid of that monkey.
So... The comparisons came when the Blackpool Police Department, that's the city where the beer was stolen, they posted this image on their Facebook page, and the image has been shared 41,000 times and has 67,000 comments, and many of them have been saying that this looks like it was David Schwimmer who stole the beer.
And customs in the UK is now waiting, standing by for the second Schwimmer steps foot in the country.
The Blackpool Police Department has responded, thank you for everyone's speedy responses. We've investigated this matter thoroughly, and we have confirmed that David Schwimmer was in America on this date. We are sorry it has to be this way.
Good afternoon, David Schwimmer. This is the terrible accent.
Keep going.
This is the Blackpool Police.
Yes.
Have you been anywhere near one of our corner shops or anything like that?
Can't you say... Bobby, wouldn't you say you're a Bobby?
Oh, yeah, police.
Do it again.
What is it from the Blackpool Police? Have you been anywhere near one of our corner shops? This is a Bobby calling.
Danny had a British Bobby investigation voice.
Danny can do a lot of voices.
What other voices can you do?
No, we're not going there. Like, just stop here because I can't do them under pressure. I can only do them. Yeah, so...
David Schwimmer has responded by social media. David Schwimmer is on Twitter. He is at David Schwimmer, a.k.a. Schwim. You want to hear his response?
Yes.
I'm not sure if Danny's going to be able to hear it the way that we have this set up. Let's see. Here's David Schwimmer is in the supermarket carrying beer. Oh, and he ran past the security camera.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, so good job, David Schwimmer. But it seems like that he really doesn't have that much going on if he's able to take the time to be able to.
Maybe Tyson should take over Schwimmer's Instagram.
Oh, maybe I can. But he got over 100,000 likes on that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is pretty funny. He recreated the exact scenario and ran past the security cam mm-hmm. in exactly the same way. It was good.
Yes. He says, officers, I swear it wasn't me. As you can see, I was in New York. To the hardworking Blackpool police, good luck with the investigation. #ItWasn'tMe.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. How many Twitter followers do you think David Schwimmer has?
Here's a little joke, guys. I bet he has 3.5 million. Nope, more. He's going to have 6.2 million.
6.2 million. Okay, what do you think, Danny?
110,000.
Give it to Danny. 400,000. Who do you think has more Twitter followers?
He has 400,000. Then how come he got 100,000 likes on that? That's a quarter of his followers.
Okay. He's only following 15 people. Do you think that five of the 15 are the other
Ross from Friends
principals?
Let's see.
Okay.
I don't think all of them. I bet he's not.
I don't
following
think he follows
Jennifer
a single
Aniston.
One. No
I
way
bet
he follows.
I bet he follows all of them. But Jennifer Aniston
is on Twitter. If I had to guess, he she's follows too big. Okay. Matt LeBlanc got him.
Courtney
Cox got her. Then
they were the top two.
Lisa Kudrow
got her.
Okay.
Matthew Perry's on.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Matthew Perry's on there.
Where's Matthew Perry?
He's right there. Go down, right there.
Yeah, and then Jennifer Aniston's too big to be on Twitter.
But I called it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, I was wrong about that.
And he follows Ellen DeGeneres, probably hoping he can get in one of those break the internet photos that are super annoying.
Yeah, I bet like if he like unfollowed Matthew Perry on Twitter, it would be like a story.
It would be.
You know,
like,
Matthew Perry,
David Schwimmer unfollowed Matthew Perry. Why don't we just break it?
Let's Matthew hack into his account and unfollow one of them.
I saw what's his name? Matthew Perry?
Yeah.
I saw him in LA once.
Dang
it,
so did I, Tyson.
In a vehicle.
In a vehicle, exactly.
Were you
were
with
we together?
Me? I think we were
headed
together.
To the with the tar pits.
Yes, we were.
Yes.
And he was in like an Audi A8 or
that's
something
right yeah.
behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. he looked just as depressed
so
in real
sad.
Life.
He yeah. looked so sad.
Why was he so sad? Was this right after Joey didn't pan out?
I think it was it was just Matthew Perry being bummed. You know how bummed he gets about everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like a wet blanket. He's just like nothing can go his way.
Yeah.
Except right. for one of the biggest television shows ever that he was a part of.
I mean,
of.
He had a good run. He had a good
he
run.
He did.
For his talents, he definitely had a great run.
Yes. Okay. This is a story in our health news. This is the FDA has made a move to reduce the size of the standard issue American prophylactic devices, Danny.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Who's bringing down the average? Okay. We need to shame them.
According to this story that I'm looking at it on thedailymail.com, the average size of the prophylactic condom device is 6.69 inches. Tyson, that can't be a coincidence that we're going with 6.69.
Yeah, that's
inches.
Too. Yeah. No, that's not real.
It's not fake news.
Well, I know, but the size, 6.69.
Why don't they measure it? Isn't there a better way to measure it, like cubic sausages?
Sausages? So they are going to be reducing the size about 1 inch because
I'm going to be muffin topping out the top of that thing.
The thing is, reduce it by one. Reduce it by 1 inch, but still call it a magnum so that at least they still have their confidence.
Yeah. Danny, the article is keeps using the word bespoke. The company's making smaller bespoke condoms for American men. What does that mean? Is that the new name of the brand, Bespoke?
It must be a name brand.
I don't know.
Look at the picture down below.
I don't know exactly what bespoke means. Is bespoke a term?
I think it's a brand. I think it's a brand.
You think it's
to buy a bespoke condom. Yeah, men need to measure themselves. Oh, wait, maybe not. Or go print a measuring kit. Liz, can you turn on the printer?
Yes, okay. All right, so the word bespoke has evolved from a verb meaning to speak for something to its contemporary usage as an adjective that has changed from describing first tailor-made suits and shoes. And
I bet
later.
It's a brand.
No, it's. I think it's a term for custom-tailored. So
you know, yeah, but I think it's the name of a brand of condoms, and that's their play on the whole thing. But also, so Danny, so the measuring thing is actually an app. You line up your dong in like this picture on this app,
yes.
And then it uploads to their files on the cloud, and then that cloud gets hacked.
Most men already have pictures of their dongs on the internet. They could probably just use one of those.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
do you think that's how they got their sizing? They just figured out an algorithm to pull.
They got
all
on
the
chat roulette
on the internet, and
they got on chat roulette with Apple's new measuring app, and just would open up a window and hold the app out, and then 5.5 inches.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like that the company that is going to be on the forefront of this is called My One Perfect Fit, a custom brand of condoms made by Boston's Global Protection Company. We have to ask Rob if he knows about this company, which has been lobbying for the change for more than 7 years.
Who's been lobbying for the change?
This company in Boston.
Oh.
I bet they have.
Global Protection Corp.
It says here
is Global Production Corp like a cover for like Small Penises Anonymous.
The best way,
average condoms, please.
The best way to
make us feel normal.
They should do 3D printing to get the perfect glove like fit.
Yeah. Well, to get your hands on this type of condom, you need to use this printout of this measuring kit from myonecondoms.com. They have a thing that you can print out, and then you can go ahead and then – you don't have to take a picture, Danny. You can just go ahead and
– I've already took several. Yeah. During the last couple of minutes.
Yes. It doesn't matter if I don't need to.
It's just hard to get the right lighting. It's just hard to get the angle right to make it look the appropriate size.
You don't need to take a picture, Danny, that you just print out. You print out this sheet. This sheet. I'm showing it to Tyson right now on 8.5 by 11 paper. It
looks like a tear out. Yeah, a sheet from a health book.
And so you have to make sure you don't get a paper cut. But so you print out this paper. This is called their fit kit. And then you hold it up to your unit. And then they tell you where to put – Tyson, you put this part right here.
Yep.
Now
– at the base.
Yeah.
So clinical. Are you measuring Tyson right now?
No, because I don't have a printer.
It sounded like it.
Yeah. Okay.
And the orders are different than, like, let's say, a bra size or something.
Yes. Yeah, so it seems like that the phallus is in different sizes.
Yeah.
There's
you're
in E, B,
S.
Is this like a word scramble, Tyson?
I don't know. Or an
G,
acronym.
The biggest unit that you could have is a G.
Yeah.
And then a U.
Yep.
Then a Z.
Correct.
Then a D.
Yes.
Then an
That's
N.
That's weird.
Yes.
And then an O.
Yep.
And then an M.
Yes.
And then an S.
Yes.
And then a B.
Yes.
And then an E. Oh, you know why they do it that way? Because then – because it's like – oh, it's like if they did it – because they took a look at bra cup sizes, and then it's like, oh, that like people – are getting, you know, people get, I want to be this, I want to be this. If they've made the letters random, Tyson, so if you go into this pharmacy and say, hey, can I get a box of condoms? And like, what size are you? I'm a Q.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad? Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you randomized do your research. Unless you do your research, you don't know.
Yes. I you know, there'll be some people out there that are like, hey, I'm a W queen.
The weird thing is going to be when you go in to buy a condom and you're like, I don't know what size it is. And the pharmacist hands you a really dirty piece of paper with this printout. Says, go in the bathroom, figure it out.
Yeah. Okay.
It says that the study documented varying lengths from 1.5 inches to over 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the study may have gone over into like the animal kingdom.
Yes.
We're talking over 10 inches.
I think at that point, I think you need to, you know, print this out onto like legal paper. Not everybody's printer can do that.
No.
If you need 11 by 14 paper. That I don't have that at my house.
This wouldn't work for Ron Jeremy.
Yes. But you can go see his hologram. and then bring whatever paper you need. All right. So that's you can go check that out at myonecondoms.com if you want to print that out. Do they have a business center here, Tyson, at the Reno Pepper Mill?
Yeah, they do, but I don't know if they have the proper paper for that.
Okay.
And you're also going to probably want to get that laminated so we can both use it.
Can we go down to the business center, print that out, and get that on the Survivor Instagram later today?
Yeah. I'll let me update Instagram and see if we're even on there yet.
That would be great.
We're not.
Okay. All right. Something else that is fated to make a voyage here sometime in the next couple of years, in addition to Tyson's Survivor Instagram takeover, Titanic 2, Tyson.
Ooh. I'm excited about that. Danny, this is your dream, remember?
Yeah,
you
this is
wanted to recreate a lot of the Titanic.
I want to recreate the thing up front.
Yeah. This is a great idea.
This is the definition of folly.
Titanic 2, not the movie.
Not the movie.
I think a lot of people saw the headlines. Oh, Titanic 2. I guess they're making sequels to everything.
They're building a new Titanic ship that will be completed in 2022. Identical replica, supposedly, to the original Titanic.
Yes.
With the same capacities. And are they guaranteeing it will hit no icebergs, or they're saying they think it's not going to hit any icebergs?
Is unsinkable, Danny. That they
say. Oh dear.
That there is no way this ship could sink. They've got all the best people working on it. And
I think similar claims were made in 1912.
No,
this is different. It's impossible to sink.
God himself could not sink this ship.
Yep, that's what they said.
That's what you want to do. Offer God a challenge.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So a lot of questions.
None of the gods.
None of the gods.
Whatever religion you are, their god.
They
could
said
not
Poseidon.
Sink this ship.
Yes. I believe that there were some reports they said I dare God to try to sink this Titanic too. He cannot. He or she cannot. No way. No how. Impossible.
Yeah. She or it.
It's impossible. So Titanic 2. Tyson, will it have the same sort of structure where really rich people will be on the top?
and then they're going to do the social classes too.
Will we have like the poorest
the poppers,
of the poor from Europe also
sleeping
like all,
with the rats
yeah,
in the bottom?
Sleeping in
this
spirits.
Sounds like a great opportunity for you two, News AF, to go on the ship. I'll be there by hologram. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to come with us?
You think the hologram phone
will be out by then?
I have a small fear of being in the middle of the ocean with nothing around me and a ship called the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. But this is
it's
Titanic
a very specific
two.
Phobia.
Yeah, this is Titanic 2. Danny. This one can't be sunk.
Okay, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yes. There will be 2,400 passengers, and then there will also be – actually, is this right? The same number of passengers and crew?
Yes.
There's an extra zero in this article. Not to question the reporting from the WSVN News Miami, but the comma is after the two, but there's three zeros after the four. So should I read that as 2,400 or 24,000?
Or 2.4 people.
How many were on the original one?
I can't. There were not 24,000 people on the Titanic.
No, it's 2,400 for sure.
It's a typo.
2,400 and 900 crew. That's a lot of crew. That's almost one crew per two people.
Only 1,500 people died in the original Titanic.
Tyson, you need at least 100 people to be shoveling coal at all times into the engine.
It runs on coal also?
It better run on coal, I hope.
If it's a replica.
Yeah.
Yes.
And once again, we'd like to reiterate, they have said God himself or herself or itself.
They've thrown down the gauntlet.
And will not.
Will Leonardo DiCaprio be involved in the initial launch?
They should. And
oh, for sure
lady.
He's getting an invite.
Yeah, he's for sure getting an invite. Who else do you think? Do you think that
the Pope?
Lady, do you think the one survivor is still alive?
Yeah. Do that many people still sail from England to New York City? Is that a popular cruise?
I bet it almost zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to ask Boston Rob.
I mean, if you're getting flights for $99, oh, yeah, because he went around the world in 80 ways.
He said his parents are cruise enthusiasts.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Well, ask him if they're going to go on Titanic,
well,
too.
Rob lives in Florida, and his parents live in Boston, but they have a winter house in Florida. And so they take a cruise from Boston
they do that?
Down to Florida.
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, so the ship, it's when they're moving all the ships from the northeast back down to the south for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I think they do that every time.
Yeah, do you think they're going to let people stand on the front of the ship? I feel like
they have to.
That's the only thing.
That's the only reason.
Haven't you ever seen the Rick and Morty where they... they go
yes,
to
it's so good.
They go to a Titanic theme park where it's the Titanic, and they go through the whole thing, but it's based on the movie, so you get to go like take a picture at the front. And there's a line for it, mm-hmm. and then you get to go sit in the car and make it all steamy if you want, and then you get to do the drawing thing, and the dad is like super stoked on it, and they're all excited for the simulated crash. Yes. And something goes wrong and they can't get the boat to sink and everybody's devastated that the Titanic isn't sinking because that's
the whole... Do you think people will be devastated if this one doesn't sink?
I think that
there'll
people
be some disappointment.
Are,
I think
like,
so too.
Like, I don't think anybody's gone there like hoping to die, but I think that they're like they'd like to like you know they icebergs.
If I
it's like being on like one of like these Disney thrill rides where it's like, all right, yeah, we're just going for a regularly scheduled maintenance test. Don't worry. And like, wait, something's gone horribly wrong. This isn't supposed to be happening.
If
that's
I was to go
Rick
on this
and Morty
ship,
was it? Yeah. But yeah, except for it was happening because it wasn't sinking like the simulation was supposed to do.
The thing is, if you're going to go on the ship, do tons of bench presses, work on your upper body so that you can build really strong shoving muscles, mm-hmm, so you can push women, children, and men out of the way as you get to the boats.
Oh, I thought you were going to say carry them onto the life raft.
No.
I would do.
You want to be able to push people far enough away from you so they don't impede your progress to
I'm
the rescue boats.
I'm a good swimmer too, though, so I would be able to.
Yeah, but you'll freeze.
Yeah,
instantly.
The cold. Yeah, that's the thing.
Instantly?
Tyson.
Very
pretty
soon.
Close.
Very soon.
Yeah.
But
pretty...
don't you think if I like push the boat out a little way so I was the only one that could swim to it? And then get on.
Oh, I see.
And then
as a technique.
And
yeah,
then do a bunch of calisthenics to warm up real quick.
Yeah, no, I...
And then constantly be doing calisthenics throughout the entire night.
You might be able to do that.
Yeah, I think that's how Billy Zane lived.
Who's Billy Zane?
That's the guy the guy from the Titanic, the bad guy.
Oh.
Right?
Gosh,
right, Danny?
We're pulling
the
all these
guy.
Names out.
Yeah. All right. Danny, do you know anything about the giant inflatable colon which was stolen?
This story, when I saw it, I didn't even know where to begin.
Do you think the guy with the giant inflatable ding-dong stole this?
Why, who has a giant inflatable ding-dong?
I don't know. It just kind of maybe goes together.
All right. In Kansas City, that there was a giant display which was made to raise awareness around colon cancer. And so there was this huge inflatable colon which people were able to walk into. It was 10 feet long, weighed 150 pounds, and was valued at
$4,000.
The world's most valuable colon. And it is owned by the Cancer Coalition, not Colonition.
Okay.
And so they are having events, and their campaign is called Not a Joke, Get Your Rear in Gear, Tyson.
Okay. I will get my rear in gear. And so is this like a healthy colon that they're displaying, or is
no,
it like a
no, it's got a polyp right there.
Ick. Oh!
But do most colons have some polyps, or is a polyp like, if I had
I think
a polyp,
that's bad.
Would I feel it?
I don't think you would feel it. I think you might get blood in your...
think you would feel it, but I think it's the type of thing that would be discovered if you were to have a colonoscopy. And so I think that a lot of people are afraid to go get their colonoscopy. And
well,
so,
yeah. Have you? I mean, the way that it happens, it's basically the most invasive procedure I can think of.
Yeah, but are you out for a colonoscopy?
No. I don't
you're
know if
awake?
You're
awake. Are you awake?
I think you're awake.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to be out.
Yeah, I want to be
Can
out.
Can I be out? Yeah, is that an option?
If you could be, I think that, I mean, I'm excited for it if you get to be out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then you could
I'd
just,
like to be
it doesn't
out.
Matter. Yeah. Although I imagine that for a day or two, you don't feel right.
Probably not, but it's very important, and people should definitely do it. And unfortunately, that you know, the people at the Kansas Cancer Center were trying to do a good thing, and some jerk stole. Unless it's somebody who's like is removing the polyp, and saw this, and then is going to
bring it back even better.
Healthy colon.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say
we
that
left it even better than we found it. That will be what they say.
Yes. So.
So you think a doctor stole this because he
no,
just couldn't
I'm
even
saying,
stand the
no,
polyp
I think
being...
there's a 99.9% chance it's in a frat house somewhere.
Yeah. And what are these guys doing with it, you think? Defiling it?
I mean, probably.
It's a Beavis and Butthead fraternity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't they all?
Yeah. Right. Because
good point.
That according to this research, 1 in 20 people will be diagnosed with some form of colorectal cancer, and they felt like that the giant...
Wait, how many?
1 in 20.
there's two of us here, and then there are three with Danny, who's in Utah.
Yeah.
How many of us will have it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if
hopefully
we get
17
more people in here, and then the chances are that one.
Well, that's not great odds, but I guess it's better than half of those.
But everybody should go and get a colonoscopy, just to be sure.
Have you had one?
I have not had one, but I think now I'm at the age I'm supposed to. I think I'm
so
supposed to get one?
If you're prone, if you're prone to colon cancer, you get it around 40. If not, I think you get it closer to 50.
So have you had one, Danny?
No.
Have you had two? Have you had more than one? I just want to make sure that you're not like,
yeah, I had
me on
one
some...
where one camera went in through the throat, the other one went through the anus, just to make sure.
Yeah. So they were saying that the giant inflatable colon was a great conversation starter, as evidenced here. Mm-hmm. But now people do not have the opportunity to talk about colon health.
Yeah. Oh, also, just for the record, I want to say I'm not colonoscopy shaming here. If you need one or have had one, I'm very proud of you. Pretty sure my father has had one. I'm planning on getting one if I ever need one. It's not. It's not a thing that's like you should be ashamed of.
You know what else is a great conversation starter?
Go on. What's that?
Your laminated wiener measuring paper.
Yeah, yes. I keep it on.
Bring
the
that to parties.
Table.
Yeah. Yeah. In the meantime, could they replace this with a giant inflatable Colin Powell? And they say, why is that? Like, oh, Colin Powell, because they had to get that.
Yeah, this is the colon exhibit.
Yeah.
How long have you been sitting on that joke? No,
yeah, not long. Not long.
Surprisingly, almost zero amount of time.
Yeah. Because then you could segue the conversation into that. No, there was a different colon here, and it got stolen.
Here at the Colon Institute, we're concerned with two types of colon health.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Powell health and every... general colon health.
Yeah. Colons in your bowels.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So we have the worst airline passenger of the week as well. Danny, can you tell us about this person who was slapping an employee of the airlines because their flight was canceled?
Not just slapping. If it was just slapping, that would almost be unremarkable.
Yeah.
Right? The flight was delayed. The man was arguing with the agent and slapped him with the phone, which made me wonder, is this the modern age
Tyson,
equivalent?
Here, you can see this. The guy reaches over the desk. And then the guy behind the counter is like holds up his finger like Dikembe Mutombo and is like, no, you shouldn't be doing this, sir.
Is this the new way to challenge someone to a duel?
I don't know. Cancel their flight? Is that the first step?
No, just like slap. If you slap someone with the phone, which he definitely does, Tyson, is that like saying, sir, I challenge you to a duel. Choose your weapon.
And the weapon is the phone?
You could use phones. You could use swords.
Yeah.
It's insulting. A slap is insulting because you feel like you got. For some reason, you're just like...
Right. It wasn't a forceful blow. I don't think that there was any injury suffered except
but it was
for the
enough
man's ego.
It was enough to humiliate.
Yeah, and there was a head movement from it, too. Like, he definitely, had to twist his head to alleviate some of the pushback.
Right. Now, see? I mean, now this is standard operating procedure at the Greyhound ticket office.
Yeah, this is
almost like, this would be like, you know, leave this customer
that's why the Greyhound.
If you don't do this, they may not even let you board your Greyhound.
Yeah, it's how you get on the bus. You slap the driver as you get on and show him the ticket.
Yeah.
This incident took place in an airport in Shandong, China.
Yeah, this is bad news for the guy that slapped at the phone because he's now on that his citizen score has gone way down.
This is why they have
down.
That list that everybody is so precious about. Oh, we can't have this list. Well, guess what? This guy is going to crater after slapping an airport.
We may
employee.
Never see him again. He might go to one of those mines that takes out precious metals for iPhones, and that's it. We'll never, ever hear about him again.
Yes.
Ever again.
Yes. Chinese people on the internet were very upset about this. That's one user commented on their social networking site, Weibo. This person should be blacklisted from all airlines in the country.
Was that you, Tyson, on Weibo?
No, I haven't been on Weibo for quite some time.
Are you verified yet?
I'm not verified on Weibo, so I...
What about on Peach? Are you verified on Peach yet?
No, but both of those, that's why I... decided to quit them because they wouldn't verify me.
Okay. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for that. Don't slap your.
No,
your,
it's degrading. The slap.
Even
whoever mentioned
you
that
have
earlier.
To, don't.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not
update.
Great.
I have not still been featured on the Survivor CBS Instagram page. I'm refreshing right now. Nothing. No response by email. I feel like they're really CBSing me here.
Now, has a different Survivor player begun to post videos?
Yeah, Millennial
Adam. That would be bad.
Millennial Adam's been posting videos of him giving inspirational speeches to the masses.
All right. Danny, before we get into talking about what is in your bolt hole, I want to take a moment and thank a sponsor. And they are a new sponsor here on the podcast. And this is actually, I thought that this, you guys would think this was pretty interesting. 23andMe is sponsoring this episode of the podcast. They are a DNA testing service that can offer insights into your ancestry, health, wellness, and traits. The 23andMe Health and Ancestry Service includes reports on how your DNA can influence your weight, sleep quality, caffeine intake, sense of taste, and whether you are most likely to be lactose intolerant and more. It's very easy to do. You get a tube from 23andMe, and you spit into it, and they are able to look at your saliva and tell you what is going on. Now, I recently have, I got the kit from 23andMe. We knew that this was coming up, and so I tried it out, and I filled up the tube, and I sent it back to them. And I have results. And so they do a bunch of different tests. One, they tell you all about your ancestry.
Yes, tell us the most interesting part of your ancestry.
Yeah. Well, I found out, you know, I had always been told that I was, that my parents told me that I was all Italian. And I found out that that was not exactly true, because according to what they were telling me, that I think I was 83.4% Italian.
That's
with ancestry from all these other populations. So I don't even know what I am now, Danny.
That's Italian.
So wait,
bro.
Wait, what's your next biggest one?
Okay.
After Italian.
Then I'm 83.4% Italian, and I just found out that I'm 3.6% Balkan. What?
Yeah, that's because your ancestors in Italy at some point intermingled with these Balkans.
And I'm 5% Western Asian and North African also.
It all makes sense. I mean,
who knew?
Surprised you're not more from...
Who knew?
I'm,
yeah, that's so... I am very... I have so many different backgrounds. That I became aware of, but so you can find out other things as well in addition to your ancestry. And also like they show you like an interactive map and stuff like that. There is a bitter taste report versus sweet and salty report. Do you want to guess?
If you like sweet and salty or bitter, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean all that is in there. You can also get a deep sleep report. Tells you if you are more likely to be an especially deep sleeper.
Likely
you are to move during your sleep. That's all part of your DNA, including it tells you if you're likely to be lactose intolerant based on your DNA. All this and more. Order your 23andMe Health and Ancestry kit at 23andme.com/Rob. That's the number 23andme.com/Rob. So go ahead and check that out. If you're interested in that type of thing, very, very fun to check out. Okay.
That is awesome.
Now, I don't have the soundboard here. And
wait,
so,
wait. Danny took one of those DNA tests and he's like 75% balls.
75? Yeah. Who knew?
I knew.
Danny already knew that he didn't need to test.
He didn't need a test to tell him that.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Tyson, can you please take us into Danny's bolt hole?
Welcome to my bolt hole. Doo-doo-doo. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel. You belong. Very sexy seduction. I think you're gonna feel right at home.
Yes, Danny.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Well done.
That was beautiful.
I forgot the lyrics to the song I wrote.
Guys, my story today is one that's been covered a lot. It's not really one of those stories that's often left field.
About the small condoms?
No, it's just this is just one that is
the bespoke condoms.
This touches upon a fear of mine. And this Clowns. Is that escalator collapsing or that started speeding up. It was a downwards escalator.
How fast
in
does
Rome
it go?
At the subway, and it was loaded with people. I mean, just jammed. And it started racing towards the bottom. So creating like just a crumple zone of people right there at the bottom, feeding more and more people who are on this gigantic escalator into a huge mess of injured people. And if you look at the aftermath, nobody died, right? I wouldn't be talking about it if they had. But 20 people were hurt, and the escalator looked pretty damaged. And the reason that I wanted to talk about the story is that I always look at escalators and they seem like they're meant to just chew up humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're like sharp. They've got these grooves. They look very similar to those things that destroy like tires, old tires that crunch them up. Mm-hmm. Without those protective plates at the beginning and the end, an escalator becomes a human blending machine.
Yeah, kids are very scared about them.
Yeah, and I have to admit, every time I get on one, I do worry about something happening to me. And if I have my kid, I just imagine their leg getting sucked up there at the end. My little brother lost a shoe to an escalator
and
that grabbed
his foot.
And
it sucked it all the way through?
It sucked it all the way through.
And chopped it.
And yeah, it ended up in the gears. And so this really touched a small phobia. It's not as bad as clown phobia.
No.
But every time I get on an escalator, especially like the really long ones they have now that like descend into subways.
Did this guy die?
Nobody died.
But I saw the video. He fell into it. Like the steps just gave way, right?
Yeah. Well, no, this one's tons of people. This isn't just one person.
Oh, I think this is.
Were there too many people on it?
So, yeah, my guess is that it just got overloaded.
Well,
and
then
it just
like turned into like a 45-degree angle and like a slide and everything.
No. I think the
stairs broke all the way through. And they just fell into a black hole of nothing.
They just got chewed up into like some
a
kind of human
different
soup.
Pieces, yeah.
Right? And then,
and then spit out into
but nobody died.
Yeah.
That's my fear.
I think underneath the escalators, they have like a big drum catch. And then that is called slurry. And they use that to chum for sharks.
They
slurry.
Feed sharks, yeah. So it says some of the injuries resulted because the shattered stairs acted like sharp blades on the feet, heels, ankles, and lower legs of the passengers. Just a horrifying situation.
Not
if
good.
If you have time, go and watch the video. Because there's a video of it, of the escalator rapidly dumping people down the escalator, and it looks horrible. And then if you want to feel good about escalators, go to the video of the kid who tries to slide down between the two escalators
and hits the thing at the bottom
and hits the thing that makes it so people can't slide down the two in between the two escalators. Oh, that's a great video.
There's the girl who does that face first, and there's a piece of glass at the bottom that's what stops it, and she face plants into the glass.
Yeah, don't mess around with escalators. Yeah. I mean, they have that. When you ride an escalator, they have those plexiglass dividers so your head doesn't get chopped off when you're leaning over the
but
railing.
But it can still chop a hand off.
Yeah, they're so terrifying. There's so much danger.
I didn't know there was so much escalator
material.
They've
created escalators specifically for standing still on. If you do anything else, they are not liable for any damages.
I imagine that the escalator was first invented by some like medieval torture device, right, to chew up humans after they've been broken on the wheel.
Yeah.
And then later on,
machine.
Yeah, someone actually thought, we can put this to good use to transport humans, but heaven forbid it should ever break down because it will resort back to its human chewing ways.
Yeah, the evil monks in the 16th, 14th, 16th century.
Yeah.
They skipped the 15th
How many escalators are they going to have on Titanic 2?
It's not going to matter because that ship is virtually unsinkable.
Yeah, but those escalators aren't unbreakable. So, like, they're great. We're stoked. We didn't crash into an iceberg, but, like, 500 people were chewed up by our escalators. Yeah.
But the good news is we were at sea, so they were caught in the slurry traps, and then we used that to chum for sharks just to see some
is
sharks.
Is slurry a real thing, or are you making that up?
Yes. No, slurry is a real thing.
Slurry is the word for it, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Slurry is a real thing.
Danny, do you have any ideas for Tyson for this Instagram takeover?
Yeah, give your phone to an attractive woman and have her do it, and then it'll be posted.
We're not gonna address that.
Tyson's refusing to talk to me after that.
Yes,
I've got nothing for you, Tyson.
What did you say?
Well, we don't need to repeat it. We don't need
A smart Instagram move. That's what you want to do.
Sorry, I was looking at this thing that Rachel sent me that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know how people smooth out their face with those smoothing filters?
Yes.
She just sent me a picture of somebody that's face was so smoothed out you couldn't even see their nose.
It's actually a problem with the iPhone. The new iPhone supposedly has too much smoothing. It's called Beauty Gate. Yeah. And there's hopefully an update coming because people don't like looking as if they're a plastic model.
So do you think that there'll be some sort of backlash to this and people will go out and start like taking pictures with film and then having them developed and then going
looking out?
I think that they'll get a patch here in the next month or two. Apple will. And then people will look a little bit more
aged. Maybe you should have like a slider where you can turn on how much of that you want on and off.
Danny, I'm really upset I missed this joke. And now you and Rob will always have it to share together.
Well, you guys will always have Reno 2018.
I can never have 2017. And this is the second time we've been here in 2018.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take that, Dan.
All right. All right. So we're going to get ready that we are going to be watching Survivor here at the Reno Pepper Mill with a capacity crowd, with a podcast and karaoke party to follow here at the Pepper Mill Reno. I don't think there's any way you are listening to this podcast before we do that thing, but you should have been here.
You definitely should have been.
You should have been here.
And I should have had that on the Instagram story that will never be shared.
We'll see. Maybe people are laughing like they've already seen the whole Instagram story by the time they hear this podcast.
They may just.
Maybe.
And then they hear the podcast and I'm talking about getting CBS'd. And then now I'm out there.
But they don't know what that stands for. That's a different acronym.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Yeah. It's not the same acronym as the TV station.
Right. Right. It's totally different. Okay. All right. So good work today, Danny.
Oh, thank you.
Danny, you did a great job.
Yes. Tyson, this was so much fun to podcast with you here in person.
Yes. It was so awesome.
Hopefully
I just got an update.
Yes, update. Hold on.
Hi, Tyson. Thank you so much for sending me these videos. We really want more stuff while you are watching the new episode tonight, but I will be sure to use these, too.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
All right. So you're going to be watching. But it doesn't matter if you're watching it on West Coast time. Is it like more for like after the fact?
I don't know.
You didn't read the syllabus, Tyson. Yeah.
They didn't send me a syllabus, and these other people that did it were just like, hi, I'm doing my day. Yeah.
Well, we can watch it on East Coast time if you want.
Okay.
So,
we'll watch it both.
Okay.
No, we'll watch it. Tyson
just turned into a swimmer. His bubble was popped. Now he's a wet blanket. He's like, I don't want to do it that way.
Yeah. No, now I feel actually. Now I know what his whole attitude is. This could change my entire outlook on life.
Yeah, you just got swimmered.
Why does this stuff always happen to me? I'm David Schwimmer. Hey, anybody seen Rachel? I have a crush on her, but a lot of people thought we were brother and sister throughout the entire Friends
No,
they didn't? I always thought they were.
Well, Rachel and Ross were brother and sister.
Oh, Rachel and Ross were brother. That's what I thought. I'm sorry, Ross, I'm confused. There we
Ross
go.
And Monica.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You played exactly
that,
into it. Yeah. I always thought they were brother and sister, so the love story between them was really...
More sensual.
it was more progressive then.
Depends on how you want to look at it. All right, let's get out of here. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. We'll be back with more News AF back in our regular time slot next week on the 30th of October. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.